Extract 1.
The two cultures. What an alluring little phrase that is. Everyone has an opinion about it, but no one knows what it means, beyond the vague idea that the arts and science are worryingly separate and at loggerheads. When National Science Week begins on Friday, scientists will be trying to persuade us that science is just as important as the arts in British national culture. Are they right? Or is science just a narrow specialism, increasingly in need of self-promotion? The term the two cultures was coined by the late C.P. Snow, who distinguished himself not so much by attempting to work in both the arts and science, as by achieving nothing in either of them. As well as writing numerous unspeakable novels, he had a scientific career whose highlight was a well-publicized claim to have manufactured artificial vitamin A, a finding other scientists swiftly discredited. Yet only a churl would deny that he struck a chord with his 1959 lecture when he claimed that Western intellectual life is increasingly being split into two polar groups. At one pole were the literary intellectuals, at the other, the physical scientists.